Sidewalk on this?
No, concrete, We just have the, they use the shale and the rocks and the tar, hot tar. That's what they make these roads down here.
They put rocks down?
Put gravel and sand and gravel, and then they pour hot tar on it, and then they put some more gravel on it. And that's what makes it.
Now, a little road that goes off of the main road would be a?
Well, it'd be a side road. That's what we call them, side road down here, lanes.
Yeah, this is your?
Driveway.
But now, something, do you remember when you were coming up in Starkville, what did they walk on in, you know, what did they have to walk along the side of the street on?
You didn't walk on nothing until they made sidewalks, and maybe some of them had planks. But mostly you walked in the streets because they were the only thing that was clean. Because, you know, the others were so grassy, and the streets weren't. They were paved, but it was for years before they had no sidewalks in Starkville. I reckon it's bound to have been 1914 and 15 before they had any sidewalks in Starkville.
They ever talk about the Bankit? You know what that was? Bankit? Never heard of that? Okay. Now, say you're walking along the road and a dog jumped out at you. What did you do?
I don't know. Was I ever had a dog to jump out at me?
You never had that problem?
Never have.
You never got dog?
No, never got dog bits. I've been around cats and dogs all my life, and I'm real lucky. Never been dog bit or cat bit.
Yes. Well, now, somebody came to your house to visit you, and you weren't here. You folks over there were telling her, no, she's not.
At home.
Not at home.
Mm-hmm.
But say you went into town and you saw somebody, later on you were telling a friend about it, you'd say, well, I wasn't looking for them. I just kind of, you know how it is. Sometimes when you're in town, you won't be looking for folks. You'll just kind of.
Unexpected. Find them or
run into them.
Yeah, and they'd say, well, if you run into them, did you hurt them much? You've had that smart quip put at you, Amy. If you ran into them, did you hurt them much?
Okay, now something was coming. Something wasn't going away from him. It was coming.
Toward you.
Now, talking about dogs, what kind did y'all have around here?
Dogs. Oh, we have any kind of dogs. We've had some of the best shepherd dogs. My husband, we had one of the best shepherd dogs. He could get out that porch. We've always had a porch, and the cows could be at the back of the field, and he'd tell them to go get it, and that dog would go get every cow. We had the best shepherd dogs anywhere around here.
You ever have a collie?
Yeah, shepherds and collies.
Collie's a good dog.
Yeah, shepherd and collie. Shepherd, if you get a good shepherd as good as collie, we've always had dogs.
What did you say to your dog when you wanted him to go after something?
He'd say, go get him. And he'd go right on his horse until he got him trained. And he could just sit there and tell that dog, and he'd go get every calf. He wouldn't leave a calf over there.
I'd like to see that.
That was a smart dog. And somebody stole him from us, so wasn't that something? Stole him. They would die on us. We'd keep them so long. And we had them with our first child. She was 6 years old before I had another one. And that child could be out playing outside somewhere by ourselves. And we'd hear that dog barking, and we would know that somebody was coming or something, you know, something was coming. They're smart. Now, I don't know whether that was a collie or other, but they were both shepherds and collies, both were smart.
If he's a mixed breed, you call him a, what kind of, did you ever have those little noisy dogs?
Little feist dogs.
All yappy ones.
Those little feist dogs. They're so feisty, they call them.
Now, in a herd of cattle, what'd you call them?